Good morning. I'd just like us to read a few verses from Romans chapter 8, verses 1 to 11. It says, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the laws of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in sinful man, in order that the righteous requirements of those of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what the nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of the sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit. If the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. But Christ is in you. Your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who lives in you. 1 John 2 verses 1 to 2 says, my little children, those things I write to you, that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he himself is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. This morning I want to talk about how we as Christians must deal with sin in our lives, because it's important for us to understand that becoming a Christian does not necessarily nullify the old nature, but rather it introduces a new nature which battles against it. So the old nature that we used to have doesn't disappear overnight. It's the new nature which has to overtake it in our lives as we grow in Christ. So yes, Christians do sin, but it's how God's grace keeps us in spite of our sin. So what does sin do to Christians? And how do we receive God's forgiveness in cleansing this morning? You know, before we can receive the forgiveness in cleansing, we have to realize what sin is and why Christians sin. So the first thing that we need to think about is, what is sin? Well, sin is described as the transgression of a divine command, going against or the disobedience to the word of God. It is also known as a failure to attain to a standard what God wants us to achieve in our lives today. This in the Bible is known as missing the mark. It tells us in the Bible that if we miss the mark, we aren't attaining to God's standard. So all Christians sin, and for some this may be hard to take in. But no matter who you are, even if you think you're the most perfect person in the world, you still have sin in your life. All Christians do. It is not something that we take easily, but it's a fact. No Christians can have a day-to-day victory over sin and live the happy, joyful, triumphant life until he or she faces the true fact about their sin. We have to understand just what sin does in our lives, and what sin will do, and what we can do about it. Remember what it says in Jeremiah 17 verse 9. It says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Also in 1 John 1 verse 7 and 9 says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us all from unrighteousness. So according to the scripture, we now, right at this moment, have sin in our lives. It's a fact. Because all of us have sin in our hearts and our lives at some time. Right from the beginning, right to the end. And if we say we have not, we are simply deceiving ourselves today. And to us saying we have no sin, it is not the truth. To better understand why Christians sin, we must understand the difference of the old and the new nature. The old nature is the things that we used to do, and the new nature is what is taking over the old in our lives. So as the Bible says, we have to put on the new nature while putting off the old. Ephesians 4 verse 22 and 24 says, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in righteousness and true holiness. So what we have to understand in that these two natures, they war with each other. We cannot have two. We cannot keep the old nature and have a new one. It just doesn't work. It's like putting the wine in old wineskins, they'll just burst. You cannot mix and match. And the sinful nature sometimes wins over the new nature as well. And this is when we can fall into the trap of sinful behaviour as Christians. You know, we can see this struggle in Paul's writings to the Romans. In Romans 7, 15 to 20, it says, for what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I do, what I will to do, that I do not practice, but what I hate that I do. If then I do what I will not to do, a lot of wills and whats. I agree with the law that it is good, but now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For the will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do that I practice. Now if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. Long carried out version there. But what he's trying to say is, he cannot just get that sinfulness out of his body, out of his thoughts and nature, unless he gets this new nature to overtake. It's got to fit over that and really bind it in. So here we see what he had a twofold nature, what he used to do, and what he does no more. We all have that. I had it. I used to do the old things, but I do them no more. And that's what the Bible tells us. It's the same for us. When we were born into this world, we were born with a sinful heart that opposed the law of God. We were all born in sin. But when we were born again by the Spirit of God, we received a new divine nature that hates sin. And Paul talks about his struggle that he went through on a daily basis with his sinful nature. And I'm quite sure that there's people in this room now who have went through that. Who went through that sinful nature. But once you knew Jesus for yourself, it all changed. That new nature comes into being. And what we can notice is that Paul is writing in the present tense. He's talking about himself right at that moment. And this means he wrote this letter to the Romans. He was still struggling with the sin in his life, even at that time. He knew Jesus, he knew all about Jesus, but he was still struggling for sin. So on this day, Paul is admitting that he still had on the old nature, the old man, as they say, and still had the conflict in his life. So Paul had in his mind and heart that he wanted to serve the law of God, but he had to change. He knew he had to change. And at this time, his old nature still had a pull on him towards sin. And that's the problem of the world today. There's a pull on people, on the Christians today, that it's still got that, what can I say? It's still got that, they like the world. But they cannot have two things. You cannot serve the world and serve God. So even in his life, he had the continuous struggle between the old and the new life. And if you look at John's writings, we can also see how he saw the struggles with the devil as well. 1 John 3 verse 6 to 9 says, "Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he has been born of God." So does this scripture mean that anybody who ever sins proves he has never known God or been saved? I don't think that's the case today. I think this means that the new nature, the born-again nature, should we say, the new heart of the converted person cannot sin. So it's the old nature, the one that keeps drawing us back over, the one that keeps creating the sin. But what we have to remember is that the new man's nature is to bring the old nature down. The new nature will win over, and it will subject to it, and it will be submissive. Let's look at the example of Lot. 2 Peter 2 verse 7 and 8 says, "And delivered righteous Lot, who was distressed by the depraved conduct of the lawless, for that righteous man living among them day after day was tormented in his righteousness, in his righteous soul, by the lawless deeds he saw and heard." You know, all the years that Lot spent in that city, he was there, he didn't seem to influence anyone. He didn't even influence his own family. You know, so not even his own family ever took him serious, even though he told them of the impending judgment of what God was going to do. You know, there's a question to be asked here. How are we influencing the people that we meet or our families? And what God is saying in 1 John is that the new nature does not sin. We get rid of the old man, and we are back into the new nature. So what is it saying is that the part that is reborn of God does not sin, because what it does is that it convicts our old nature that is still in the process of being transformed. Let's look at some examples of righteous people who have sinned in the Bible. We've already touched on Lot. Lot is a prime example of a worldly Christian, someone who put money in business before serving the Lord. Also, we might say that he was saved from the fire, but he lost everything but his soul. He failed to win his family over. He even called the people of Sodom wicked. So he sinned by living a worldly life, yet he was called a righteous man. David. After David was redeemed by the Lord, a man after God's own heart, he was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write many of the Psalms. He also fell into sin. He committed adultery and murdered, and the murder of Bathsheba's husband. But David suffered terribly for his sins. Also Peter. On the night before Jesus' death, Peter swore, cursed, and denied that he knew Jesus. He later quit the ministry and went back to fishing. But they were all convicted by their sin because of the new nature that God gave them. So just like us, these men had two natures. They had the old nature and they had the new. And with the old nature, Lot stayed in Sodom, made money, and let his family and the town go to hell in the midst of God's judgment. But the new nature within him rebuked him, it says. David sinned, but with his heart broken, he cried out for forgiveness to God. In Psalm 51, it shows how desperately his heart wanted to do right and how sorry he was for his sin. So it's the old nature which leads a Christian into sin. But the new nature never lets a Christian be happy in sin. When Peter heard the rooster crow as Jesus had predicted, he went out and it says he wept bitterly. He was a man who had a new nature. He had met Jesus. He had been with Jesus. He knew all about it. And yet the old nature took over in the time. He was a man, but he came out of it. He had a new nature. He was shocked at the sin he had committed, which caused him to weep bitterly and repent, it says. 1 Peter 1:5 says, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. So just as it took God's grace to save us from our sins and bring us into salvation, it takes his grace to keep us in this wonderful salvation. He will keep us from the old nature by giving us the new. So since every Christian still has contact, shall we say, with the old nature, you know, it's very hard for anyone to get rid of the old nature because you've got a memory which holds them thoughts. God can change. And this is whether or not we are conscious of committing them. We are still deceiving ourselves. If we are still looking back at the old nature, we are still deceiving ourselves. So we have seen that the Christian sins because he struggles with the old nature that he or she has. But those who, should we say, are new or born again, have this new nature. It's moving in their lives. It's moving their lives forward due to God's grace and victory over sin. But even though God's grace covers us, this does not give us free rein to continue to sin without conviction. There will be a time when we'll stand before him and he will pass judgment. So this morning, we should question ourselves, how are we dealing with sin in our lives? Are we still of the old nature? Or are we living a new life, a victory over sin with a new life? Remember what it said in Romans 8:1-4. It says, Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free. This morning we can be free. We can get rid of the old nature and have that new nature. And it says, for what the law was powerless to do, that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful man. We heard it this morning. He came as a man to hang on that cross, to take our sins upon himself. And so he condemned sin in the sinful man it is, in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit. Think of what is in the past. Think of the old nature. Get rid of the old nature. The new nature can start right now. Amen.